New music from Neil Young here on Radio 9, Burt Camford. Going to take us to news time at 2 o'clock. JTherberShow.com. In the air everywhere in the Steel City on Saturday afternoons at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh at Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Latest announcement tightening immigration policy in response to the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. That for the New York Times. Thursday night's post also seemed to target migrants who had become citizens. Trump said he would denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility and remove people from the country who are non-compatible with Western civilization. Hours before those posts, Trump announced the death of 20-year-old U.S. Army Special Sarah Beckstrom, one of the National Guard members who was shot on Wednesday. As we follow this report, officials said the other victim, identified as 24-year-old Air Force Sergeant Andrew Wolf, was in critical condition. Meantime, this weekend features the annual Small Business Saturday, a moment that traditionally encourages people to shop local.
Small Business Saturday takes place after Black Friday, the post-Thanksgiving day of deals at many large retail stores. Cities across North Carolina are participating in Small Business Saturday, including in Apex, where businesses will have in-store specials, discounts, and events. The Economic Development Manager for the city, Colleen Moraes, says small businesses are vital to communities.
Supporting those businesses, it's not just about shopping local. It's about investing in our community's future and the place and the people that make your community extremely special.
Moraes notes that Small Business Saturday can make a big impact, sometimes meaning the difference between a business getting out of the red and into the black before the end of the year. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
Small Business Saturday was created by American Express in 2010. And as the nation marks National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, a New Jersey group says it's time to change the narrative around end-of-life conversations. Lori Felstein with the Goals of Care Coalition of New Jersey is helping promote a new affordable online certificate.
Our culture hasn't yet normalized advanced care planning, and that's really what a program like this is trying to address, is to normalize conversations around end-of-life care.
The program from Goals of Care Coalition and the group Compassionate Choices trains health professionals to lead more effective conversations based on patient values. In Minnesota's State Park, Parks and Trails, we have a snowy look right now, but for those who want to take in the winter beauty this Thanksgiving weekend, admission is free today.
Four times a year, the Department of Natural Resources waives the entrance fee at state park and recreation areas, with Black Friday usually part of that schedule. The DNR's Lauren Peck says attendance has largely maintained the visitor surge that was seen during the COVID-19 pandemic.
All those people who came in 2020 that were like, oh, I kind of like this. I'm going to get a yearly park pass. You know, now they're just regular park users.
The agency says it's seeing about 11 million visitors to Minnesota state parks each year, with most attendees coming just for the day. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service.
My Three Sons.
What it really takes.
Dan Bobby love, love, Dan Bobby love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so, can buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be sad. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
us off on Radio 9 in the 2 o'clock hour, 206, much more music time. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, at Jay Thurber Show. 12 o'clock hour, we made a pot of coffee for you live on the air. Because that's the kind of exciting show this is. The 3WS doesn't do that for you, do they? Frankie Day never makes a pot of coffee on the air, does he? No. In our 1960s Westinghouse percolator. And the verdict was a pretty good pot of coffee. However, as we get down to the dregs, there's a fair amount of coffee grounds in it. Now, that might be operator error, J-A-Y. So we may have to do some more experimentation, but I remember hating percolator coffee as a kid, but it dawned on me that my grandparents used to reheat the coffee all day. Like, they'd make one pot of coffee, and they would just, he said, probably what I hated was the reboiled coffee. Now we've got to get a, this means we've got to get a water cooler in this building, because a couple of the other tenants in this building, do you drink the water in this building? And they're like, are you kidding me? So now we need a water cooler. We finally have a coffee pot. someday they'll get a decent host for the 12 to 3 hours. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Finish up. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Radio
Night. Taking you back to the realms and depths of time.
Classics 4 from 1969 on Radio 9, and this is Dion.
Yeah.
Hey, Thurber! We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Of Cliff Nobles and Company with a Horse here on Radio 9. And guess what the number 11th largest newspaper is in the United States right now? The 11th largest newspaper in the United States. It is not the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It is not the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's not the Boston Globe. No, the 11th highest circulation newspaper in the United States right now, in print that is The Onion. And The Onion has announced that their goal for 2026 is to get a higher circulation than The Washington Post. Onion is back in print. I have the new one just came today, and it's very funny. Most of the jokes either are visual, so I can't show them to you on the radio, or else they're too dirty to tell you on the radio. But boy, if you miss Mad Magazine, The Onion might be right up your alley. Comes every month in a print newspaper. And one of the funniest things about it might be the fake advertisements. There's an advertisement here for Xfinity Cable. It says, fast, reliable internet, 21/7. There's an ad here for the Riyadh Human Rights Festival. Listerine, sort of clean mouthwash that kills 70% of germs. And Eggo Flushable Waffles. Made for syrup, safe for septic tanks. So anyways, The Onion now, the 11th highest circulation print newspaper in the country. And their goal is to surpass next year The Washington Post. When but they call me propaganda project of notorious space pervert Jeff Bezos. So, Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Here's Flo and Eddie the Turtles. 2:19, much more music time. Right now, Pitt better quit digging a hole for itself. In the third quarter right now, Miami up 24-7, and Miami currently first and 10 at Pitt's 41-yard line. So Pitt's going to have to get its butt in gear here if it's going to pull things out. They came out strong, but we're going to check sports for you in about 25 minutes or so.
Well, yeah, it's time.
Say a bro.